World Cup 2026 introduces mandatory hydration breaks, impacting game dynamics in a big way. These 3-minute pauses, now standard at all 104 matches, aim to protect players from intense heat in Mexico, Canada, and the United States. However, opinions are divided on their effectiveness, with some viewing them as commercial interruptions. Brazil's turnaround against Morocco highlights the break's potential. After trailing 1-0, the hydration pause allowed coach Carlo Ancelotti to adjust tactics and deliver crucial instructions, leading to a quick equalizer from Vinicius Jr. Ancelotti notes that these breaks can facilitate tactical changes that shift momentum. Conversely, Emma Hayes, head coach of the United States women's team, critiques the breaks for disrupting flow. She argues they favor the trailing team, allowing them to regroup while the leading team loses its rhythm. Canada and Scotland also capitalized on hydration breaks, scoring shortly after them, emphasizing their impact. Even Juan Mata, a World Cup champion, expresses concern, stating he would have disliked such interruptions during his playing days. As teams navigate these breaks, the debate continues: are they a necessary health measure or a game changer that alters competitive balance?